Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
What a lineup of talent when you hear those four names, for sure. Good morning. And we are off on a Thursday morning. Sandra Golden is here. Now, she's normally here on Thursday. I get very confused. There's a lot of
bodies. Well, don't get so used to it because it's about to change up again for fall when Rusty has to do his TV and all that good stuff. So 3 days a week, you know.
No, I know it's 3 days a week, but Drew will be doing Mondays during football season.
I believe so, and I think Rusty's going to go back to Thursdays because he's a TV star.
Just stop it! I don't know. It's just
all I know is I think it's such a I think it energizes you to have different people in the room. Your thoughts?
I like the schedule now because you and I get 3 days together,
three straight.
So
yeah.
We get a chance to kind of get into a flow, and then Rusty rolls in on a Friday. So you know, I'm fine either way. You know, this is hard work. This is hard work, man. You know what I mean? I got to talk
Rest
for two
up.
Hours.
Either Rest
I got to talk to you for 2 hours. Or I got to talk to Rusty. Or I got to talk to Drew, and then we got to talk about sports.
It's exhausting.
I mean, it's just, whew, I know everybody's got stuff in their lives, but I mean, we are really
listen.
When Rusty talks about working, which I don't, you know, we've been friends for a while, and we've been on the air together a bunch. I never knew he worked in. It's a steel mill, right?
Steel mill. Mm-hmm.
4 years in a steel mill. I was like, and now, like, he's star of stage and screen, right? He's on
yes.
everything. And that's why he's got such great appreciation. If you hear our show versus other sports shows, not on this station, but other places, it's always just like, I don't know, the joyfulness isn't always there. We're going to be cynical and we're going to pick apart coaches. It's like, dude, you got a guy that works in a steel mill. He doesn't have bad days,
it's
right?
True.
It was like listening to Jeremy Renner. Did we talk about this on the air? Jeremy Renner, who is just a badass actor. He stars in that show. Oh, what is it? Mayor of Kingstown?
Yep.
Which is your hubby has to watch that, does he?
Loves it. Mm-hmm.
Of course. He's just a badass. He's the one that got run over by, I mean, the fact that he's alive and walking is shocking. If you guys don't know the story, it was a snowmobile.
It was a snow plow.
A plow.
That literally breaks up the ice. So it's got these these big claws.
It ran him over.
Oh, yeah.
Ran him over and ripped his body apart. And he puts himself back together piece by piece. And he was on one of these shows going, it's not possible for me to have a bad day. He's like, literally, the fact I'm even walking and around, and he's just like, it's literally not possible. There's nothing that could happen to me to say I'm having a bad day.
So, Smartless Podcast, Jeremy Renner, go find it. I just ordered his book on Amazon's, and he talks steak in depth about when he died. He died, what he saw, what made him come back. He tells it in detail.
Wow.
When it's the first time I've ever heard all three of the hosts not say a word. There were tears. It is so powerful. Wow. I think you guys will love
it. Did he say anything close to what I just said in terms of the whole thing about the way he looks at the world today?
Oh, my God. His breath of fresh air of
every morning.
Everything. And his appreciation for a cup of coffee. And,
right.
You know, yeah. So, yeah, I highly recommend that podcast. I think every guys especially will really, really love it because he's a guy's guy.
There's so many podcasts. It's overwhelming, and there's so much content, right? The most important content is ours on the Odyssey app, and our mommies are listening, and we told you that. Tomorrow sounds like we may have some special guests for our Father's Day show, right?
I just don't want it to stress you out. Because you get a little nervous when your kids are here. Like, are they going to do okay? And you get protective, which all parents do.
Well, I don't get protective. I get worried about the other. And meaning, I don't worry that you're not going to be great to them or Rusty's not going to be great.
No, but you don't want
I don't want, and I don't want the listeners to get bored listening to my kids. Although I will say this, the most props I've gotten is when Valya did Buy or Sell.
So good.
People are texting me like, dude, you got to have your mom on more. Which we probably should just have her on, just like if something's going on, just dial her up.
Yeah.
Because she is a walking comedy routine, unintentional.
Totally.
And I mean that with all respect. I mean, if you're in a text chain with my mom, who speaks eight languages, is a very sophisticated lady and very classy, and everything is kind of like, the kids are like, did you see Valya's text?
She is so great.
Because we're on this group text. But, anyways, there's a lot to be said for the connection of depending on your group chat and how the immediate family group chat, which in our case is the five of us, right? And there's always one or two that barely ever participate. There's always one trying to get props. How many different group chats are you on and how many do you really appreciate as opposed to feels like a burden?
I don't feel like any of them are a burden. I wouldn't be on them, but okay. I have six or seven.
Do you have one of the whole girl crew? Like how many?
Mm-hmm.
How many are in that one?
There's 13 on one, and then there's another whole girl group that's eight on the other.
Was that like the subset of the 13?
No,
five of them are out.
Some are crossovers, but then there's like the neighborhood one, and then there's husband, family, that one, and
so,
then there's political, whatever side you're on. We've got that one, you know. So we've got a whole
the left and the right side.
Yeah.
I mean, the most entertaining one is definitely with my buddies that I've been with for 50 years. I mean, the stuff that gets put out there and the absolute blithering taking apart of each one of us, right? Like, there's one going on right now because my buddy's moving out of his house, sold his house in Jersey. And everybody, and when we graduated college, he lived in basically like an elevator shaft. We had a house, this old house, where there was this tiny little room that used to be, I don't know, in the 60s, an elevator shaft. And the dude had no money, and he moved in there. We let him live there. So now this is 30 years later. He's selling his house. He's like, dude, are you going to find a good elevator shaft?
Right,
are you going to find a storage closet?
Right.
Like, where are you moving to?
Right.
Just ripping him apart about, like.
And how about the text member that silences or says, I'm out? Like, it'll show you so-and-so has left. And we just add them back in and abuse them.
Oh, is that what you do?
Christy Marino, I'm talking to you. Yeah, absolutely add them right back in and go, I don't know why you're trying to leave us, and just abuse. And then there's the one that likes and hearts everything. So then you get all those notices. We're like, knock it off on the likes and the hearts.
Right.
Like, we got it.
So, but isn't getting the huge laugh from your group
best.
Of 10 the best?
The best, yeah.
A well-orchestrated meme at the right time.
Oh, my God. It is
right?
So... It's
and we have our show one, and then we have our mini subset of the show one. Well, we didn't want certain people on it. So, anyways, great to be with you on a Thursday morning. It's not looking good weather wise for the next 5 or 6 days in terms of, I mean, these storms that are rolling through the ATL. Father's Day, just letting Bo know. Bo, you got plans for Father's Day? What's the?
I will either be at Truist Park or a softball tournament, depending on how much we win in the softball tournament tomorrow and Saturday.
So you don't have to let them know other than the night before?
There's not much that I can know. I let them know with as much room as possible.
Do you have fill-in bartenders that get the shift?
Yeah, there's a plan in place. Yeah, yeah.
I would think they want that shift. I don't know. Maybe not on Father's Day, but whatever.
Well, Father's Day, we're going to be packed.
Yeah, so somebody's going to make some money.
They're going to be underneath and indoors because, y'all, it's like 75%.
No, I know.
It's so bad. But although guys on a couch watching the U.S. Open, I thought you brought it up perfectly. Just leave us alone, kind of.
I'm going to make a food order. I'll tell you now, it's probably going to be the Po' Boy shop on Claremont Road because I love the roast beef debris. You're familiar with a good Po' Boy debris, right, Bo? New Orleans style, right? They have the exact same bread, that bakery in New Orleans, that every single Po' Boy has. And I'll probably be like, run over there. Let's grab a couple of Po' Boys. Maybe get me a clam chowder.
Are you going to eat it there or are you going to bring it home?
I think I'm going to tell them to go pick it up for me or something.
Yeah.
No, I want to watch it watching the U.S. Open.
There we go.
I want the U.S. Open to be close, though, right? I want it to be like the Masters was. That was the most that was the most riveting few hours.
Billy Andrade's coming out on at 10, you guys, to break it down. I'm watching Rory. Rory's already 2 under.
Hotter. Yeah, he's hotter. All right, let's do our 9 and 9.
Here we go. Yeah, Rory McIlroy is now 3-4. He's 2 under. J.J. Spahn through 7 is 3 under. A lot of the guys have teed off really, really early, so we'll keep you updated throughout the day. Have a day. Spencer Schwellenbach, first career complete game for our Bravos, who won 6-2. 9 strikeouts, no walks, stake in 9 complete innings through 105 pitches, 76 for strikes. His average pitch was 98 miles an hour.
Yeah, get ready to see Schwelly in the All-Star game. I think he's number 4 in the league in WAR right now. He was 6 coming in, and after yesterday's effort, listen, we're not having a great year. That's an understatement. But Schwelly and Chris Sale should both be in the All-Star game in Atlanta. They're not two pitchers more dominant right now. This is why we keep talking about it's a broken record. This team can go on a serious run if they start hitting. If they score 5 runs, they're winning just about every single night out.
Yeah.
That has to be the goal.
And if every pitcher can throw a complete game, that would be great.
Well, that was awesome.
Bullpen.
But take care of business against Colorado.
Off today, and then, like you said, Colorado comes in for 3.
Yeah, and then you got the Mets next week.
All right, NBA finals continue. Pacers are now up 2-1. I heard you and Rusty talking about they were getting 5.5. It was 5.5 by game time. And I was like, yes, please. Pacers win it, 116-107.
Yeah, a lot more on that game coming up. Also, I think as it relates to why you should be paying a little more attention to the finals. And I'll tell you about narratives and storylines and how that plays out in sports. So we'll move on to that because we've got a little bit of time here. But that's coming up after the break.
Jalen Walker is winning minicamp at Flowery Branch, whatever that means. Are we likely too close to it because we are madly in love with Jalen Walker? Yes. But what comes out of his mouth, and when Raheem keeps saying future captain, how his teammates are talking about him, I don't remember hearing them talk about a rookie like this.
He is going to be the most popular player on the Falcons almost day one.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be watching him from first snap, and he's going to be on the field for most every snap. It's going to be – what do we got, Tampa game? Is it Tampa game 1? I'm trying to remember what our schedule is. I think at home,
yeah,
week
Tampa.
1. But I can't wait to see what all that time at Georgia under Kirby, and you'll hear more about that later,
how
it translates to immediate impact in the NFL. And an immediate leader we already see – in the NFL as well. So,
speaking of Kirby, cue the red light special that was announced. Georgia, Alabama on September 27th will be under the lights. 7:30 kickoff. Take your get ready pill, folks.
Yeah, I don't know who's getting tickets.
So impressive.
I don't know who's getting tickets for that. I already have the stress thinking about trying to get tickets for any of these games. The home schedule. I love how the season starts. A couple of scrimmages. That's it. That's what they are.
That's exactly
I mean, it's always
right.
fun when you open with Clemson, but listen, you don't have to apologize for a couple of scrimmages.
Marshall, Austin Peay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Scrimmages, because then the gauntlet begins. On the road in Knoxville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and then you roll into town with this group right here, and they'll be coming out of the tunnel.
It's going to be so sick.
With this plan.
Woo! Perfect weather, late September.
Oh, man.
So excited. Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight, and then that'll do it. Edmonton at Florida. Panthers are up 2-1.
Hey, we'll come back and tell you, you should be watching the finals. I'll explain. Sports Radio 929. 924, Sports Radio 929, The Game, Stakey and Sandy. Thanks so much for making us the number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast, the number one sports show in Atlanta. And we appreciate the time. Brian Wilson passes at
82 years old.
The Beach Boys.
Grew up, my parents loved the Beach Boys. My dad loved records, albums at the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Would put on the Beach Boys all day. And I remember literally cleaning the house to the Beach Boys. I know that sounds silly, but you know, you put on music. My mom would put on music. And
yeah,
it was the
I
Beach
love that.
Boys. Yeah.
My mom had a massive album collection.
Yep.
And you'd hear the, you know, you'd drop it on, you'd hear it.
Yeah.
Getting ready to
click,
hear the.
Click, click. Uh-huh.
So we'll have more of the Beach Boys later. One of the most successful bands in the world, all time. And Brian Wilson passing away. I did my part this morning, our little wake up at the house. We played the Beach Boys.
Nice.
Smoking Joe, I saw you nodding your head. You have an affinity for the Beach Boys over there, sir? Got to get his mic rocking and rolling.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Similar to Sandy, I mean, I grew up.
Although we can't really hear you.
Oh, please.
No. They'll work on that. But.
Mic's on. Is it on right now?
Well, yeah, no. So the big ones in my. Do you remember the. Play Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes.
Jesus mm-hmm. Christ.
Yeah. It was a Broadway play. Yeah.
Superstar. That was a Broadway show that was playing in our house like crazy. Donna
Summer. I love it when the Jews play the Jesus Christ
Superstar.
I know,
Superstar. Of course. Donna Summer, big.
Yeah. Sure.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah.
Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, right?
Go but that was, one time.
But that was the 8-track version.
Okay.
That was the 8-track tape version. Anyways, so those are, maybe we'll do that later on. I think I've done it before though. The album that reminds you of your parents,
yeah.
Right? That was played in the house. Is everybody, most people have that, right? I'm sure down here is a lot of Allman Brothers, a lot of Skynyrd, a lot of Zeppelin, right? For dads.
Fly in the Family Stone, which he just passed the other day.
A lot
day,
of great Motown.
A lot of Motown.
Down
yeah.
here.
Aretha.
A lot of Aretha. Yeah. So anyways, here's what I want to tell you about the NBA Finals. Now, I understand it's the lowest rated finals like almost all time. And I understand that it's not LeBron in L.A. It's not Steph in Golden State. It's not the sexiness of, Celebrity Row in New York or the huge fan base that is the Celtics or the tradition that is the Bulls or the Miami culture. And it's hard to figure out, like, why do we care? But, you know, I use the Kimberly factor, right?
Right.
My wife is not a big sports fan. How do I get her to care about a sporting event? Well, first of all, she has, like, four friends that are Indiana fans, all right? Our buddy Chris Young, who we used to grew up there, who was head of sales for back in the day at 790 The Zone, great yep. buddy from Indiana. And he's like, they're the most unobnoxious sports fans, right? Like, I can root for any team he roots for. It's like Purdue, it's like the Indiana Pacers, Indiana. Like, they're just, there's no blank hole factor to Indiana.
Good old
people.
Middle American fan base.
Exactly.
That's exactly
like why
it's white bread man.
It's why it's easy to root for the Chiefs a lot of time,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Pacers have never won, they've only been to the finals once. Reggie Miller, I thought, looked great on front row with his family last night.
So great.
And the Pacers story is a friggin' awesome story. Like, Cleveland was a lock to beat him. Like, the Knicks, a lock to beat him after the Knicks dusted the Celtics. Like, this series, got back like six or seven on a $100 bet, you get back like $600-$700. Like, the Pacers are not playing around. Tyrese Halliburton. Most overrated player in the NBA as voted by his peers. They don't like him, right? Trey was third on that list. Then there is Pascal Siakam, has already won a title. Mm-hmm. Then there is, last night, a ridiculous performance by Benedict Mathurin, who was, by the way, the highest-picked Pacer since Rick Smits in the early 90s. This kid was the sixth pick overall, Pac-12 Player of the Year, all rookie last year.
Canadian.
Nobody talks about him. This is not coming out of nowhere. By the way, last night he goes 9 for 12 with 27 points in an NBA final. The future is bright for them. They got that pick right. Here is a very likable Tyrese Haliburton after the game.
This guy behind me, Ben Mathurin, was amazing off the bench tonight. He just stuck with it. Pascal was here to start the game, and we just had guys make plays after plays. Our bench was amazing. TJ, Obi, it's a big win for us.
Ben had some challenging moments the first two games. What was specifically different about him tonight?
Well, it's not just him. All of us are having challenges. You know, none of us have really played well, but I think he's just doing a great job keeping his head down, keep working. Man, those are big-time minutes, and we really missed him in our last playoff run.
So, great energy in that building, led by Pat McAfee, who they give the mic to, and who does, I mean, he's the hype man.
Great energy is underselling it. That was about as an electric, a spectacular arena. And from the outside of the buildings, which they kept showing the outside shots, if you guys were watching, those buildings were lit up, and it was...
It's a great vibe. They've never won a title. I know Oklahoma City they've never won Oklahoma City. I guess they're the old Sonics won, but who cares? Seattle winning is not them. They're just easy to get behind, and they're huge underdogs in this series. And they are D'ing it up every bit as much as Oklahoma City can D it up. And Obi Toppin, who is an outcast from the Knicks, had that massive dunk last night. Miles Turner, dude, he had a block late in that game on a three that was just nasty, dude. They just locked down D. Pacers are easy to root for. And it is a fun series if Indiana can win it. Like, now I have a rooting interest. Like, I have a legit reason. My point wasn't my wife. She's like, I know like three or four people that love Indiana. They're from there. She's like, I like them now. And now she likes Tyrese Haliburton. She's decided he's super cute, and she likes that guy's energy. And nothing against OKC, but they're vanilla-ish. And I just think—
I like SGA, too. He's so likable and nice and lovely.
I know, but—
That Miles Turner, though. Wow, he's another one that we love.
There's something about the Pacers. Nobody in a million years, 3-4 months ago— would have said the Indiana Pacers are going to be the NBA champions. There'll be a parade in Indianapolis for the Pacers. They're two wins away from that. And I can't help but think of how their roster is put together. Zachary Risacher is very similar to Benedict Mathurin in sense that, you know, it's okay, so Risacher was one, Mathurin was six, but here's the thing, both first-team all-rookie. Mathurin was first team all rookie, right? This is what he's capable of, Risacher, if you get him in the postseason next year or the year after. And then we all know what the formula is. Okongwu, Jalen, Trey, Dyson, a couple of number ones. I've been reading the mock drafts. Like, it's not unrealistic to think that the Hawks can start moving in that direction, and they're going to be doing it with our coach, Quinn Snyder, which we hadn't even talked about yesterday, right?
That broke yesterday afternoon, that the Knicks have asked Lottie Dottie and everybody for permission to interview their coach, and they reached out to the Hawks for an interview with Quinn Snyder, and the Hawks says, not so fast, my friend. They said, no, you may not.
Right. And by the way,
other teams they've asked, and it's all no.
They asked Udoka from Houston. Mm-hmm. They asked the Utah coach, I believe. They asked Jason Kidd, Chris Finch was the coach I was referring to. Quinn Snyder could have gotten that job in 2 seconds if they let him interview for it. I mean, that's how he's regarded. You ask great questions about Quinn. Why is he so highly regarded? I mean, that's just how folks think about Quinn Snyder.
So then I also asked you, why wouldn't the Hawks even consider it? Draft picks? What do you get back? What is he worth? Okay.
Well, they're not going to give a draft pick for a coach, I don't think. I mean, maybe. I just haven't heard of that. I mean, why would the Hawks? Because the Hawks have a coach they like.
Draft picks.
I don't know. Is that what the Knicks are offering?
I don't know what they're offering, but I wouldn't even, what are they going to write a check? That doesn't do you any good. It has to be some sort of exchange.
Yeah, why would anybody okay that the interviews, if you like your coach, why would you let him go interview at all? So I haven't heard what they may or may not offer, but they have absolutely zero intention. They're moving forward with this group of young players and Quinn Snyder.
I like that Trae Young on Twitter yesterday when Shams put out the tweet, hell no, was Trey's reaction.
With a laughing emoji?
Exactly, like hell no.
Like, you ain't talking to our
That's
coach.
That's right. And that says to me, good things are between them. That's a great sign.
Yeah, considering every other coach he had was not a good situation, right? It couldn't have been worse with Lloyd Pierce. And I don't know, the litany of guys that have been here did not work with Trae Young.
I just think the Knicks,
Nate McMillan,
bless their hearts.
Nate McMillan, yeah.
Like, didn't you think when they're firing Thibodeau, they had a plan in
right.
place? Like,
such
talk
a gut
about
reaction. Such a gut. And who are you going to end up? It's almost like, what are you going to end up with? It's like the Cowboys that ended up with Brian Schottenheimer. Like, you're going to end up with a guy that nobody, you're going to be like, okay, you fired Thibodeau for
the
him.
The first thing I thought of when they got rid of Thibodeau was like, they got somebody.
Well, so
waiting.
Jay Wright from Nova, right out of the gates,
said,
like,
no,
I'm not getting back in
exactly.
coaching. Right? And no now way. All the top NBA coaches are saying no as well. So anyway, root for the Pacers. They're fun. Hey, tailgate coming up. What's it going to be like in Athens on a night game with Bama? Insane. Also, Dukes and Bell dominated at Flowery Branch. A.J. Terrell talks about the vibe on Dukes and Bell. We'll hear that. Sports Radio 929. Yeah, Steak and Sandra on the Steakhouse. As we continue on a Thursday morning, the U.S. Open in full swing, and we'll be talking to Billy Andrade, a great broadcaster, journalist. They're at Oakmont. He'll tell us more about that course. Scotty Scheffler, and I don't know. Billy's just a good dude. Always great to talk to him. That's
so you know the story of Gary Woodland, who had the brain tumor. The golfer, they did a beautiful piece on him. I believe it was HBO Sports. He is 3 under, y'all, tonight, today. He is through 6.
Is he?
Oh, I love the guy.
Is he in front?
He is not. J.J. Spahn is 4 under. Okay. Rory is 2. There's a few others at 2 under as well. If you're wondering about Mr. Scheffler, the talk shows yesterday that I was watching, would you take Scheffler or the field? Okay, I get it. Scheffler of the field.
Meaning you're tired of the same question.
It's
exactly the Tiger Wood question. But it's a great one in terms of the gambling because he's on such a heater. Normally you'd be like, I don't know, I'll take 100 golfers over one.
Right.
Right? What's your take, Joe? You taking the field or
I mean,
you taking Scotty?
If you look at what Scheffler has done really over the last few years, it is on par with some of the dominance that Tiger had. Now, I think Tiger was different because of just how much he was beating the field by in some of these tournaments. But, I mean, Scotty Scheffler's dominance shouldn't kind of go, not unnoticed, but underappreciated, I guess, because he has been that good.
Yeah, it's one of the all-time heaters, and that's why they're even talking about bets like that. I'm just trying to even look at what the odds are. We'll get to that a little bit.
Scheffler and company, he is paired with Colin Morikawa and Victor Coughlin. They go at 125. Spieth, Rahm, Dustin Johnson are at 115. The story, if you haven't heard, you likely have. Mason Howell is a junior at Thomasville. He qualified a couple of weeks ago. He is going to Georgia. He's a junior. He was so sick. I want to say he had back-to-back 62s. That's how good he was. He teased off at 8:46, so I'm pulling for him. I want to ask Billy about that. I want to ask Billy, like, sorry, I don't golf Steak, but why would they pick a terrible course like this to have a major at?
Well, okay, it's not a terrible course. It's one of the great clubs.
All I know
it's
is I
rough.
Saw about 17 guys with lawnmowers pushing them like
the
I thought I was in Lynn Haven,
difficult
Florida.
Course.
With
difficult course.
Yeah,
difficult
I mean,
course.
Listen to the language she's using. She's going to get herself in a lot of trouble throwing stuff like that out.
I'm saying yeah, I would pick a prettier course.
No,
maybe you're
no.
not talking
First
about
of all,
the rough.
They pick it like 6-8 years. I'm far in advance, 10 years in advance.
Yeah, long ways. And this is a course that's been used at the U.S. Open many times. I mean, Johnny Miller had a famous win there many years ago. And
I don't know why she's being so disparaging.
All I know is
we're not going to be
a wellness check on a couple of those guys mowing the grass because I want to say the treadmill was not their friend in life, and they were trying to push that lawnmower up in that foot and a half of grass. I was like, wellness check on 12.
We're going to talk to that's. See, this is why Billy is coming on to talk about golf and not you.
Yeah.
Billy is coming on to talk about that. You can talk about your lane, and that's this.
You've already booked your trip. You're going with your buddies. You're going with your family. That was a circle date on the old calendar, September the 27th, Georgia hosting Alabama. So I got my dinner set, my tailgate set, and then the announcement comes down yesterday, 7:30. Kickoff, y'all, under the lights at Sanford Stadium. Electric is an understatement of the world.
Yeah, there's no way Georgia-Bama was not going to be a night game, just given the fact that CBS doesn't own the SEC anymore. Now, I don't know later in the year what's going to happen, but listen, this is going to be one of those September nights with Bama in those classic uniforms and the tradition that is Georgia and the struggles against Bama at home, especially under the lights, right? I was there under the lights one night, then it was the rain. It was the rain game. It is.
I thought that was a daytime game, the rain game.
That might have been.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a 3:30 start on that one. So understand the 3:30 starts on CBS are now Big Ten games. So our buddy Brad Nessler, well, forget it. We don't care about who their games are, right? So ESPN putting this game, or is it ESPN or ABC? They didn't say yet,
ABC.
Right?
ABC, okay. ABC 7:30. I'm going to go through the schedule. I kind of think you're poo-pooing this announcement a little bit because you bring up the other games. Texas is flexed, and so is Ole Miss. So those are your two other big
ones. But when you say flexed,
that means it's either going to be 3:30 or at night. It says, and I'm looking at it in front of me, that ESPN and ABC get to decide. So
yeah,
just such a big deal, why didn't they already say 7:30? Because
Sandra, it's 11 games into the season. Like, you don't have to pick it now. Like, what if LSU's undefeated and LSU's playing, Texas A&M that night or something, whatever. Point being, they don't have to decide yet, but every big game, that's the point. ESPN and ABC owns the biggest games, and they're going to put them on at night because prime time's going to do better, which is why last year the Texas game was at night. The Bama game was at night. Was the Ole Miss game at night when we got smoked? It might have been as well, but definitely, like, the big games will be at night. I don't know. I'm just saying we've already been planning the baby Sophie and company, like, how are we getting in and out of there? You're going to be getting home at 2, 3 in the morning. That's going to be part of it. It's going to be 3-night minimums at the most expensive rates in the history of Athens, and it's never going to be better than right out of the gate. We don't know what Texas and Georgia's records are going to be like. That's in November.
November 15th. Let me just go through this quickly. So Marshall and Austin Peay, 3:30 games.
Both those games are 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Did they announce what networks
are on? Yeah, ESPN is Marshall. SEC Network is Austin Peay. At Tennessee, September 13th is a 3:30 ABC game. You got a bye week on September 20th, and then the 27th against Alabama is your 7:30 ABC. The next week at Kentucky is noon at home, ABC or ESPN. The Auburn game is at night, but they haven't said what time. So that could be anywhere from 6 to 8, and that will be determined as far as the network as well. I told you Ole Miss is flexed. The Florida game is 3:30. Mississippi State is noon. That's at. Texas is flexed. Charlotte.
That's at Stark.
Mm-hmm. Noon. ESPN.
At Starkville, okay.
Yep. Then Texas is your flex game. November 22nd is Charlotte, 12:45 on the SEC Network. And then the Georgia Tech game on Black Friday is 3:30 in the afternoon.
I love
it. It's fantastic.
At Mercedes-Benz.
Exactly.
A home game for Georgia Tech.
On Black Friday after Thanksgiving.
That is
so
really
fun.
Cool, depending where Tech is. Do you see, Joe, to my point about ABC picking the biggest game, ABC made a decision to not put Tennessee-Georgia in prime time, right?
Florida-LSU is the prime time game on that night. That, which, by the way, that's going to be an epic sports night. Canelo versus Bud Crawford is also going to be that night on Netflix, one of the biggest boxing matches in many years, so it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, so think about, how many times they're going to put Georgia in prime time. ESPN, ABC probably saying, at some point, we got to get LSU and Florida. Georgia, Florida will probably be
3:30,
right, as you said.
Every single game is set except for those two.
Yeah.
And Auburn is at night. We know that much. We just don't know the exact kick. So it's going to be so exciting. And I am finally getting just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Time.
Talking about
so
the Falcons.
So my VRBO at the lake, Oconee, which y'all is 45 minutes from Athens, has been booked for, I want to say, since January for all of these home weekends.
When you're going to buy a property at the lake post-COVID and move there, could you maybe let me know next time? Or you should have bought even more, right? I mean, how well is that thing doing? With Georgia never being bigger than it is right now.
And not only that, there is such a contingent of Georgia people. So you just shuttle over and it's actually a quicker point A to point B coming from where we are at Lake Oconee.
I have a history of really sound investment jumping on it. Did I ever tell you the Kevin Rathman story? Famous chef Kevin Rathman. He comes to me about 20 years ago and he says, I'm leaving Nava. I was working in Nava. I'm thinking about opening a restaurant called Rathman's in this lousy part of town. I might be looking for investors if you're interested. So I was like, okay, Kevin, we'll see what happens. I walk in his restaurant a year and a half later. It's a two-hour wait. It's the hottest restaurant in Atlanta. And I walk up to him, and he's seating some people or saying, I said, Kevin, I want to get you that check that at that restaurant.
You still taking bids.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
No, seriously. Oh, yeah. Did you not get my voice message?
Yeah.
I said, me and Andrew Saltzman, we are all in. I love the concept. But again, next time you're going to purchase at the lake,
yes,
just let me know.
It was a very wise. My point being, you guys, if you're looking for places to go and stay, it is. And what's happening now is the World Cup, y'all. It's an hour 20 minutes to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on a straight shot to 20. So that's what's now happening for folks that are going to be here months.
We could do. Nonstop World Cup conversation of what downtown, what the city, what countries
they
are coming here.
They said it's equal to 10 Super Bowls.
Right.
So just think about what we put
Except
into
we
a
have
Super
eight
Bowl.
Games. What are the other two?
But no, they're talking about 10 times the people over that series of how many weeks here. So.
Well, I mean, if you treat every game like a Super Bowl-esque, right?
And listen, need to have Dan Corso in.
When they announce the draws for the initial games, well, what's Atlanta getting? And what? And we know we're not getting USA because they're playing out west, I believe, right? In California and LA or something.
Well, they could potentially. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to happen now, but if the United States were to advance in the knockout rounds, they could potentially land here. But looks like they're not going to have a group stage game. But I talked to Atlanta United's former president and CEO, Darren Eales, before he left for Newcastle about this, and he said, you know, great visions of what's going to happen. Big fan festivals out at Piedmont Park with big screens and tons of just gatherings.
Do you understand?
He said it's nothing like we will ever see here.
And around the state, too. He talked about Savannah having big events and stuff like that. It's going to be awesome.
And we get eight games? Is that it? Seven or eight games?
So the corporate buyouts, what's happening, it's like the Masters at Lake Oconee and Augusta even. Y'all, Augusta's too. So what's happening is there's nowhere to stay in Atlanta already.
Yeah.
It's already booked.
Well, but also like, listen, we don't know if we're getting Brazil or Germany. We don't know if we're getting, Greece or, France. We don't know who we're getting. And then once that gets announced, then all those international visitors, who, by the way, will spend their summer in America. Like, Atlanta's the easiest airport to go to because it's direct flights from all those places. Mm-hmm. So they're going to fly through Atlanta anyway. And then they're going to figure out, are they going to go to Miami? Are they going to go to Houston?
Well, being at the Olympics, there was venues at Columbus. There was venues as far away. So I just think it's fantastic and really good.
The draw will happen in this December.
That's
so this December we'll find out the matchup.
Is going to be fascinating. It's similar to like when I asked my buddies, who do you want for the SEC title? And they're like LSU because they come in and spend like crazy. They have to get hotels. Like, to find out which cities get which countries, like whoever gets England, just buckle up, right? Although any South America, Brazil, like those are just monsters as they start to, play out what countries are going where. Obviously, the smaller countries, listen, there's no bad draw necessarily, but there are going to be some big draws that are going to be unbelievable. And it's every 3 days. It's like having a Super Bowl every 3 days.
And Atlanta has a semifinal game. That means they're guaranteed to get a France-Brazil, one of these big blue blood matchups.
Ooh, so
they get a semifinal game in Atlanta to go to the championship of the World Cup. And we also have a round of 16 game as well. You can't underestimate how big this is going to be. And imagine the activation. So I was talking to folks. Home Depot's a huge sponsor, a FIFA World sponsor, and so is Coke. They're both FIFA sponsors. I think there's a fan fest at Home Depot sponsors. So think about what they normally do, Sandra. You got an SEC title, you have a fan fest that is 5 days long, starts on a Tuesday to Saturday. In this case, the fan fest is 40 days long in some places, and it's in 16 different cities. You have to activate one of those fan fests, right? You need one in Miami. You need one in Toronto. You need one in Vancouver. You need one in Chicago, right?
By the way, right in the middle of Braves baseball, right? You know, summertime and the living is easy here in Atlanta. It's just going to be just extraordinary. I just cannot wait. It's going to be so fun.
Downtown is going to look unbelievable by then. All right, Billy Andre, we come back. Sports Radio 929.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
10:02 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Stake Shapiro and Sandra Golden. We didn't get to the Falcons. That's okay. We'll get to them. We got two huge hours. Dukes and Bell had like 11 guests in their studio. I mean, like, you know, it was just nonstop. It was like A.J. Terrell, and then it was like
Jesse
mm-hmm. Bates and Jalen Walker.
They had five or six hours on the air, though, so whatever.
Well,
we get the big guests. Billy Andre, there you go.
Billy Andre's won on the PGA Tour four times. He's won on the PGA Champions Tour countless times. He is a Wake Forest grad, hails from Bristol, Rhode Island. He's a family man.
He's handsome. He's funny. He has it all.
Does your wife ever wake up, woo-hoo! Just look at you and say, "How did I get so friggin' lucky?" Does she ever just say, "What did I do to deserve this little gem?" And I stress the word little. Sorry.
Yes.
So give us, explain the history for Sandra of this golf course and this golf club and why it's one of the considered one of the great venues, although taking a lot of heat this week.
Well, you know, all this is personal, and personally, I am not a big fan of Oakmont at all.
Oh,
I
just don't think. Oh, Sandy, she always wins.
Sandra's right.
All right, go ahead.
So it's I haven't played a major there. I have played there. I played a couple of exhibition outings there, and it's just so ridiculous, so ridiculously built. The greens are just. It's all about the greens, and the greens are just almost impossible. I've always hated when I meet a member from Oakmont, and they say that the greens at Oakmont are faster than they are for the regular play than they are for the U.S. Open. And if you're a member at Oakmont, you travel and you go to another golf course, you're so much better than the guy you're playing with his handicap, because the golf course is so hard that their handicaps or higher, but they're actually better. So,
is that a real thing that you're actually? It's an elevated score because of the difficulty. Or are they just saying that?
Well, it's a combination. Yeah, it's, you know, if you shoot a 70, you shoot five over at Oakmont, and you shoot five over then you're going to go to East Lake and you're going to be four or five shots better because
wow.
Because it's that difficult. It's no fun. I mean, golf should be fun. We should have fun playing the game and enjoy shooting good scores. And you go there. I think the liquor bill at Oakmont's got to be the highest in the country.
Well, there's that. There you go.
So you're a professional golfer that has won multiple times. You played every course in the world practically. And you're saying it's all about making the greens as difficult as any course virtually that there is?
Yes. This place is as hard as it gets. You know, there have been architects in the last 20 years that have built golf courses, and they emphasize on putting elephants in every green, and it makes it impossible and very hard. And that's the difference between shooting good scores and shooting bad scores. It's how difficult are the greens. You know, the players today, the equipment today is good as it gets. You know, when I first started playing the PGA Tour, the hardest club in 1988 to hit was the driver. And now today, in 2025, the easiest club to hit in your bag is a driver. Everybody hits it straight. And how are you going to make golf courses difficult? It's all about the greens and where you miss. And Oakmont is the ultimate test of, okay, it's not how many fairways you hit there, though the rough is ridiculous. But the guy that hits it straight is got an advantage. But when he does miss, where does he miss? And that's the difference between the guy who's going to win this weekend and the guy who doesn't, is that the fact that when he does miss, he's in a situation or in a place where he can get it up and down or not make a big number. And that's how you survive. And everybody's been saying that over par is going to win this U.S. Open. You think about the scores these players have been shooting for the last, you know, year or the last decade. And you know, the players are getting better and better, and over par is going to win. Well, why is that? Over par is going to win because the golf course is set up really hard and the greens are just brutal.
Great insight from Billy Andrade as we sit down to watch 4 days of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. He joins us on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. What's the intimidation factor right now if you are in a group with Scottie Scheffler or on a, you know, final day sitting next to him? Give us some perspective of the kind of run and how he has separated himself from everybody else.
Well, he's on a Tiger Woods run here, and he's not getting enough credit, I don't think. It's amazing what he's done in the last 3 years and what he's done this year, especially coming off cutting his hand that he did before the season started on a wine glass or something. I'm amazed. What he does, he doesn't make mistakes. And when he putts okay, he wins. When he doesn't putt that well, he finishes second, third, fourth, or fifth. So it's just amazing to me that he just doesn't make mistakes. And when you don't make mistakes and you're always there, it's just amazing to watch. He's on this run that that players get on. You may see it every once a decade. And right now he's the best player in the world. And, you know, he tees off today at 125 and we'll see how he handles the first round. But I've always said this, Stake, is that you can't win a golf tournament on Thursday, but you can sure as heck lose it. So, you know, you always want to get off to a good start, especially in a U.S. Open. So today's a really important day for everybody, especially him.
You were nice enough to say to me as I was talking about trying to, become a better golfer and attack, moving forward in my own game. Exhale before you swing is the best tip you ever got. And you were literally just saying that's as basic as it gets. Is that? Go ahead.
There's a story behind that.
Yeah, tell me.
I was with Southern Company. They were one of my sponsors, and they flew me down to Miami Beach, Florida, to do a commercial. In the commercial that I did, I was like in a Zen pose. I was like in a yoga pose. And they had a Tai Chi guy from Brazil that was there. He's never been on a golf course before. And we're sitting around, you know, it's the 30-second ad. It takes all day. And this Tai Chi instructor asked me, in my swing, he's never been on a golf course, doesn't know anything about the game, but in my swing, when do I exhale? When do I like breathe out? And I've talked to the best teachers in the world, from Butch Harmon to David Ledbetter to you name them. I've talked to every teacher in the world, and not one teacher has ever told me about when do you breathe in your golf swing. And this Tai Chi guy says, well, when you do a pose, a yoga pose or a Tai Chi pose, you can't do it holding your breath. Your breath has to be out so you can actually make the pose or do what they're trying to tell you to do. And it's the best tip I ever got for golf, because you want to make a smooth, supple, beautiful swing. You can't do it holding your breath. You can't do it. Your muscles get tense. And when you can let it all out, and that's the last thing I do before I do my three waggles. You want to have a great routine.
Yep.
I do my three waggles, and then I go. I do that every time, and I exhale before every swing. And it's to this day, it's the best tip I ever got. When you get nervous, what do? You hold your breath. When you're uncomfortable over a shot, what do you do? You tense up.
Right.
And if you tense up, you can't put a nice swing on it. You can't get to the places you want to get in your golf swing if you're holding your breath and your muscles aren't, aren't being activated.
It's literally where the term choke comes from, really, is that you're doing something unnatural because of your tenseness, right? So
correct.
You have a routine and you go to a foul line and there's 2 seconds left, and you're down one. All of a sudden that breathing changes, which changes your performance. And that's where really you're talking about. Billy Andrade with us on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Give me a couple of guys that have been hot. I'm looking over the odds here, and we got a professional golfer, and I know you're watching the game. Who has a chance to make a run here? Does the course difficulty, especially the greens, favor some guys we may not be thinking of?
Well, I just think that, besides Scheffler, who's been hot in the last month or two, this Ben Griffin is really, really been playing some great golf, right behind Scheffler. So look for him. Andrew Novak from South Carolina played at Wofford with my son Cameron. I really like him. The two of them played together in New Orleans and won their first tournament. It was a team event at the Zurich. I like those two guys. And my local favorite, great story, Will Chandler. I always root for Will. He grew up at Cherokee, played a lot of golf with him when he grew up, went to Georgia.
Yep.
Great story, lefty, and I would really love to see him have a great week. So those are my three picks that maybe not anyone's looking at, but Ben Griffin, besides Scheffler, has been playing the best golf in the last couple months.
Finishing up with Billy Andrade on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How did you get to have a relationship with Arnold Palmer, and how fascinating is it when you had access to the storytelling and the time with somebody that is considered one of the greatest in sports history?
Well, he became my grandfather, my second grandfather, and it all because of Wake Forest. I was the number one junior golfer in the country coming out of Rhode Island. Everybody was after me. And, Arnold Palmer calls you up and says, hey, you want the Arnold Palmer scholarship at Wake Forest?
So he was the recruiting angle to get you to Wake?
Well, that was the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
I was leaning towards Wake Forest. I went and took a visit at Wake Forest, and it was a perfect fit for me. It was a small school. I came from a small state. I came from a small prep school up here in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So it was a perfect fit. And then, you get a call from Arnold Palmer, and that just put the icing on the cake. So having him out of the gate at Wake, he came to Wake my freshman year, spoke to the golf team on his way to a Champions Tour event down the street at Tanglewood and in Winston-Salem, and so I had a relationship with him. Played my first Masters as an amateur, first round pairing Arnold Palmer.
Wow, unbelievable!
So the stories, and then turning pro and then playing 25 Bay Hills in a row, and my last 10 Bay Hills, I'd get there early, and the two of us every year would play the back nine. We'd play nine holes together, and just you know, listening to his stories.
That's awesome.
You know, he's flown me from one place to the next when I needed a ride when we were all playing together and out in Portland, Oregon, flew me back east. And he actually flew the plane. So, you know, I've been around him a bunch. I called him and asked him, to play in my CVS Charity Classic that I hosted with Brad Faxon up in Rhode Island. He played with me three times.
That's unbelievable.
It was just, you know, it was just a great relationship. Like I said, he became my grandfather passed away that started me in the game in 1987, 86, and 85, actually. And Arnold became my second grandfather. So
great stuff. I know the listeners driving around will be fascinated
awesome.
By that. Billy, no, I'm being serious.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great stuff. Because he's a name. He's like Muhammad Ali. I mean, there's only a certain amount of names in all the sports, and he's one of them. All right, you got to rock and roll. Have a great time up in New England watching the Happy Father's Day. Yeah, I know you got a beautiful family, great kids, and everybody else. So.
Same to you. Same to you all. Love you guys.
See you. You too,
bye,
buddy.
Billy.
All right. Billy Andre talking U.S. Open, among others. And boy, was he blistering about Oakmont, the arrogance of that course.
Well, he and I know golf. If you guys you know, at Sports Sandra, you can follow me for all things important with golf. Hey, our 10 o'clock hour is always brought to you by WiseGuysProWash.com. The biggest, the best, mention me, get $70 off.
All right, Falcons coming back on Sports Radio 929. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, Steak and Sandra. Thanks to Billy Andre who joined us. I hope everybody appreciated real insight on Oakmont. Not that it's not a famous club or that it's not got great history, but he hates the course. Since it's arrogant and obnoxious, the way they literally plays four or five strokes worse than a normal PGA course, and that literally affects people's handicap when they go play on the road after playing at Oakmont, and it's going to be fascinating to watch. I just want to close U.S. Open for Sunday while we sit in the backyard, maybe drink a couple of margaritas on Father's Day, watch some golf, watch the Braves, hopefully get a chance to sweep Colorado real quick on the Braves. Schwellenbach was awesome last night. Acuna had a great series. They take two out of three from a pretty good Milwaukee team, and now they have to start getting right. I mean, they just have to start getting right. You don't take anything for granted. There's no reason to think that Colorado can't win some games here. But they're a bad, bad baseball team. And
that's the first series they won in six different series they've lost. So if you just put some winning, some series, there you
go.
Yeah,
just I agree.
That Ronald Acuña guy's good, Steak.
Yes.
353, he's batting.
No, he's been awesome.
18 games.
Listen, it's
another home run yesterday.
It's the regulars that have been here that have the problem. It's the Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Michael Harris, you know, Ozzie Albies. It's having to play, you know, guys that are not, you know, big time at their positions. It's having to have guys not play to the numbers that you expect. And, you know, you got to send Nick Allen out there every day. That's fine, but that's not going to get it done in the big picture and having a lineup that's intimidating enough. Ozuna needs to get hot as well. So all that being said, let's talk about Falcons. We'll get to Belly Up. Smoking Joe is here. Dukes and Bell had numerous guys on. So I want to get your insight on some of the comments, but sitting down and getting guys live is what separates us with the Falcons from everybody else. A.J. Terrell, obviously a huge part of the defense and a huge part of what is going to make us better on that side of the ball, which has to happen. He talks about the rookies, especially those two first-rounders.
I love what I see. I think I said it before, but I see a lot of maturity in all of our draft picks as far as just – coming in every day and wanting to be a producer to the team. Like, all the guys are just wanting to come in and lift weights and, you know, watch film and, you know, do all the rookie things that they got to do and more.
Obviously, this defense, Joe, is much maligned as they deserve. Fire their defensive coordinator. As he probably deserved. It's a big boy world. Your defense held you back. Certainly, you know, when you have guys lighting you up I mean, how many quarterbacks had their best day of the year against the Falcons? A lot, right?
Too many, including Bryce Young
as well. Yeah. No, how's that mic? That is not working. So I don't know what to say about it. But overall, listen, you and I have been through this enough time. Like, we learn nothing from training camps and OTAs other than it's fun to have conversations about football. But until the bullets are flying like
it's the spring training of the football season. It's exactly the same thing.
It's even
everybody's happy.
It's even worse because it's not even like leading into exhibition games. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. My point is it's just good to have guys around and talking to us and starting to learn personalities. Every single Falcon drafted in the last 4 or 5 years, none of them have ever been in a playoff game. I mean, just think about it. None of them have been in a playoff game. So A.J. Terrell.
A playoff game, you guys that are listening.
You know what that is?
It's 7 years that we haven't been in it, but it's when good teams get to play past the regular season schedule.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. There are kids in this city who have not experienced
right.
a Falcons team that's been
that's
a winner, that's been in the playoffs. And, you know, for me as a Falcons fan, that's what makes the memories. You know, that's what makes you a fan is when you go to the stadium and see one of those big games that's on national television, you feel that buzz.
No doubt. I mean, listen, it's funny you say that. Michael Vick in Green Bay on a Saturday night. The Rams, the just absolute trouncing of the Rams with Michael Vick before we went to Philadelphia. Obviously, the NFC Championship game with Green Bay. The kick, Tony Gonzalez, Seattle's first playoff.
Phenomenal.
His first playoff win ever. You know, those are moments. Those are playoff moments that you will never forget. And some were Matt Ryan, some were Michael Vick. I was lucky enough to be there with Chris Chandler, the NFC title game. I was on the field at the Metrodome. I watched that happen right before my eyes when you hit Terrence Mathis to tie the game. And then O.J. Santiago catch the ball at the 50. And you go, we were 15 yards away from going to a Super Bowl. So you're right. Those are not even conversations
right.
the last 7 years.
Yeah. And I got to say, just listen to AJ there. I feel like he is taking more of a veteran leadership role, even just the way that he's talking about some of the guys. And Raheem Morris has talked about kind of pairing AJ up in particular with James Pierce Jr. just because they seem like they're of kind of similar people, just in the way that they interact and stuff. And it's kind of funny because James Pierce Jr. had all of this kind of controversy around him in the pre-draft process with the quote-unquote makeup or character issues. And it's really just, I think, it seems to be a bit of an awkwardness when he's talking to large groups, maybe, you know, some public speaking fears like so many people have. But he says, you know, when you get down with him one-on-one, he's extremely professional and always looking to get better. And AJ helps him with that.
Yeah, the only thing people care about is him coming off the end and being a disruptor. And dare I say, actually sack. Not just, you know, how many coaches have told us it's not just about the sack. It's about making the quarterback uncomfortable, getting him off his spot, whatever cliche you want to use. I like sacks too. Right?
Sacks are nice.
Yeah. Isn't that why we got these guys?
It is. And in fact, you know, Raheem Morris kind of said, this defense is going to be built around getting to the quarterback, and we'll kind of work everything else around that. But that is going to be the fundamental premise of this defense.
Listen, Raheem took over the defense last year, and we absolutely, everything changed in terms of getting to the quarterback. No, it was still really bad by, you know, like, I mean, the Bryce Young thing was an absolute, utter debacle. There was a point where Tampa was losing in New Orleans. Was it in New Orleans or at Tampa? It was in Tampa.
It was in Tampa.
And we were headed to the playoffs if we could have beat Carolina, and everything flipped. Bryce Young torched us, and then, of course, they took care of business. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, that didn't end well.
And I think it wasn't even just Bryce Young torching them, but then also kind of stunting on them with, like, turning around and kind of making these gestures, knowing that his passes were going to be complete downfield.
How about the Sam Darnold game that, you know, in Minnesota? Or the game in Denver, or, you know, insert any quarterback having their best day of the year.
And I think if you're to ask some of these players, and I obviously have talked to some of them, you know, they feel like they could have been better last year, but I just think that they really didn't feel the scheme was getting the most out of what they can potentially do, and ultimately that's why they make the change.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they can talk about scheme all you want. Players, that's like saying, you know, Kyle Pitts isn't catching passes because of a scheme. And then you look at Brock Bowers, who's got four scrub quarterbacks, and he's breaking every tight end rookie record. Like, sometimes you need better players You need better
players. So what you're saying
is better players. Yes.
That's what Jeff Olbrich says too.
Saying.
Yeah, just need better.
All I know in a must-win situation on that last game of the year where we had a chance to be in the playoff, Bryce Young's quarterback rating was 125. He threw for 3 touchdowns, 25 of 34. It's an abomination and an embarrassment at home.
At home in a must-win game.
Right.
Similar to the year before, I think every must-win game we've had in the last few years, late in the year, we found a way to lose. And the opener against Pittsburgh, we found a way to lose too. That was the one. You got to win your first one against the Steelers and Arthur Smith, and you lost that one. So you sandwiched the game you had to win coming out of the gate, you lost, and the game you had to win the last game, you lost both of them. So that's why you're where you are. We'll come back. What are we doing for Belly Up, and we'll do 3 strikes?
Scottie Scheffler had some issues with his Venmo. Is your Venmo on private? Because you're going to love this story. It's very funny.
I've always shocked that I get to see what said person is giving. I was like, wow.
Ooh, what is that emoji? What did she just pay him for?
You owe them $440?
Why is that eggplant there? That's weird.
Bad night of poker? Bad night of poker?
Speaking of poker, our 10 o'clock hour is always brought to you by WiseGuysProWash.com. They're the best. They're the baddest. Mention me, you're going to get $70 off.
All right, we'll come back. We'll do some 3 strikes, belly up. You know what happens. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio, Sports Radio 929. Sports Radio.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game, Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks to Joe, Patrick, Bo, the whole crew here getting ready for a Father's Day weekend. Call your dad. Appreciate your dad. Do whatever you can. How long will you lose your dad, Miss Sandy?
21. April of 21.
21.
Yep.
I think I'm
Best advice I got, by the way, because sometimes it is a very sad situation for a lot of folks out there, is to honor him by doing something or watching something that he loved. Like, my dad loved ribs, and my husband now will go make ribs. We try to do it every year. Like, just in honor of your dad. Like, something that he loved. I wore my FSU hat all day. I know that sounds silly, but it did make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't think it's silly. So, anyways, wishing everybody a Father's Day. We may have little Bobby in here tomorrow. He's not so little anymore. Wait till you see him. 14 years old. Never really been on the radio. Sophie's been on the radio for years, on and off. So hopefully you don't find it too self-serving, but maybe fun tomorrow.
No, I'm the one who suggested it. I think it'd be funny to have do buy or sell with Bobby and Stakey. And
I know. I just
don't get all
uptight.
No, don't. Let
nervous.
them let you know, all my friends with kids, and I talk to all y'all's kids like they're you're my age. I don't ever talk down like, okay, you're and inevitably.
Well, I hope you're not talking to a 15-year-old though with that.
But you know, a lot of you guys all inevitably will interrupt and try to answer for them. And the point is, let your kid talk. Right. Let your kid answer. Have a conversation with grown-ups. That's the best thing.
Well, you've
for
known
them.
My kids since they were tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
You text with my kids. Certainly Sophie, you do, right?
Yeah, babies. All your kids. I enjoy everybody's kids out there. All right, here's another helpful hint for folks.
Yeah.
Because I got a call last week, and they're likely listening. Will you help my daughter? She wants to get into X, Y, and Z, and she's doing this, and will you help her? I go, absolutely. Here's my phone number, the whole thing. He writes back, here's her phone number. Can you call her? I said, I got to tell you, the greatest lesson that you can teach is grow a set, call up a human, even if you leave a message, and say, Sandra, my dad told me to call. Would you offer up some help? I will go out of my way. But I'm not making that initial contact.
I'm sorry.
No. Can I tell you nine times
out of
10?
Call my kid?
Can you call my kid? Here's their email. Would you reach out to them, y'all? And here's another thing. When they're trying to sell something, like Girl Scout cookies, it's not helping them that you go to your office and put down a sheet of paper and go, can you buy all this?
Totally agree.
Like, it's helping your child to get, like, you're going to be nervous and you're going to have to ask some people.
How
and
about
it's going to be such benefit for them.
A, in person, or B, craft an actual intelligent email explaining what your cause is or what you're working on and asking them and showing some thoughtfulness.
So you know where this starts? This starts very young. Have your kids order for themselves at restaurants.
Oh, I
love
that.
Or at Subway or at McDonald's, wherever you go, start that immediately. As soon as they can talk, have them order for themselves, interact with human beings. Olivia, I've had her ordering for herself since she was like 6 years old. She still gets kind of shy talking to servers and she'll speak down, put her hands in her mouth. But she's gotten very, very good at it. And now she just goes.
Is such good advice. I love that.
Listen, the more communication skills, because this generation is lost in their phones and lost in texting and lost in not having inner communication. So the one thing I can tell you, my kids are they have a lot to say. And I'm just like, and they're, you know, listen, you teach them good manners. And if they're
loquacious, that is weird.
If they're comfortable talking, you got a huge advantage. Because a lot of kids, but a dad saying, can you call my kid? I'm doing you a favor and I'm going to go call him.
Not just a dad. There's moms and dads, and I am so happy to help your kids.
That seems the height of...
What, 9 out of 10. I'm not talking one-off. It is 9 times out of 10. And then I'll follow up, I'll see him or something, go, you never reached out to my son. That's right. I did.
You have 9 out of 10?
9 out of 10. My hand to God.
Well,
9 out of 10.
I've never even heard of somebody, maybe one time, saying... I'll say, of course, I'll have them call me.
Me too.
Have them
Please
email
have them call me.
What do you mean? I'm not going to call them. I got enough going on. I didn't call like a 16-year-old kid about anything. Anyways, let's give me three strikes, and then let me give you
the
three strikes.
I like that little tangent, though, Bo. I love that. Have them order in the restaurants. All right, go ahead, Strike. Sorry.
The sports, the sport your friends play that they talk way too much about. The sport your friends play, they talk way too much about. Best TV dad and VRBO or hotel, which do you prefer when landing in a city? You want to do a VRBO or you want to do a hotel? We're looking at all kinds of New Orleans options because of Tulane and my daughter, and she's dancing for Tulane and football games and everything. And then my buddies are going because there's some big games there. The Falcons are playing there. The Patriots are in New Orleans in mid-October. I've got a Boston trip going. So VRBO or hotel is something everybody's debating as well. Best TV dad and the sport your friends play that they talk way too much about. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929.
All right, so sorry. Solly, forgot we had a little open. Scottie Scheffler yesterday, they were telling him he is the odds-on favorite to win the U.S. Open, and what do you think about that, and all in all. So then he stumbles in to this little nugget.
I think everybody hears from fans whether they have a financial benefit or anything in their outcome. That's why I had to get rid of my Venmo, because I was either getting paid by people or people were requesting me a bunch of money when I didn't win. It wasn't a good feeling.
I just wanted to follow up on that Venmo account you closed. What's the most someone would send you as a thank you?
Oh, I don't remember the most that somebody would send me. Maybe a couple bucks here or there. That didn't happen nearly as much as the request did.
Is that hilarious?
Talk about somebody who does not need you to send him $10 to say, way to hammer that birdie on 17. Here's 12 bucks.
But the point being is he didn't have it locked on private.
Right.
So he finally had to get off of it completely. So you could have gone and looked up Scottie Scheffler and requested money.
Why do we have access to all our contacts' interactions? Yeah. Like, that's just wild. I mean, that you know, is not, I don't think I shut mine off. I don't know, but it does seem like it's a kind of private, intimate information that we don't all need to know.
And the rabbit hole, right, that we get on, because, sorry, I raised my hand, and I'll go like, oh, so-and-so's paying it.
I
mean,
know.
It is really something kind of weird.
Or that people I haven't thought of in years is like, oh, I'm glad to know you're in Kentucky for a baseball tournament.
Right.
Like, okay, whatever. I didn't
Ooh,
really need to know that.
Girlfriend just got her nails done. Venmo yeah, nails.
Yeah. You see like, the meme, the nail
Ooh,
meme?
Pizza. She got pizza. I love
Martini.
It.
Martini's
right. Yes,
meme.
Yes. So, by the way, go in there and lock it down on private.
I see that Susan, our alcoholic friend, is off the is off the wagon again. There's three martinis, and she owes somebody $92. Looks like another trip to rehab for sure.
I don't understand. What does make sense for Venmo? Like, more people on the platform?
I know.
Like,
I know. That's funny. We've never brought it up on the show. That's a great point.
Yeah, but Scottie Scheffler, of all people, because he's so different. I know Billy was talking about Scheffler is being talked about like Tiger. They couldn't be more opposite, because Scottie Scheffler is such this golly gee whiz. And when I was
normal,
when
nice
I was in
guy.
Augusta for the first time ever, and he just walking up, and he's like, you know, he's kind of a nerd, like a self-admitted nerd, and he doesn't carry himself with it. And the Tiger walks up, and the C's part. You know, it's just this whole attitude and all that. So, yeah. If we're doing the deep dive quickly, we're going to get to three strikes on the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson passing away. And, you know, I don't know a ton about him other than I just like the music. But the number of Grammys, the number of number one hits, the number of artists that came out of the woodwork yesterday to pay tribute was really, you know, it says a lot about who you are when you pass away, and just such lovely things. And did you see it?
Well, I saw Love and Mercy with John.
Oh, maybe that
Cusack.
Was it. Yeah. So good.
Love and Mercy, the one I think of.
Yeah, I think you got that. That's right. God Only Knows was the song that was like the theme of it. It's
but
so
I mean,
good.
He was also a very, you know, he was on the spectrum, it seemed like, on a lot of stuff. More successful than the Beatles during their career at one point.
Yeah.
As big a band as there was in the world, most unique sound. You can do a deep dive on the Beach Boys, and it is very fascinating. That's a little bit of belly up. We'll do the stuff on Yelp and ballparks tomorrow.
Yes.
I have a lot to say about they rank the ballparks in Major League Baseball.
Just Yelp in general and how it affects stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, it's not a place you go say nice things about places too often. And restaurant operators that literally have to go through that thing and address every Yelp complaint, and they do it because they kind of have to clear that thing up. Anyways, let's do three strikes. Best TV dads, anything jump out at you? Top of the list? I was growing up, the one that scared me the most was John Amos from Good Times. That dude was not playing around. Good dad, though.
That's funny.
Well, he had to put JJ in line.
Yeah.
Michael, Thelma, the whole deal. But, you know, and when he give you a look, James Evans.
That's a funny one.
You better get
one.
It together.
Yeah.
Howard Cunningham from Happy Days, Richie's dad. Obviously, this modern version, now everybody talks about Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. Is like,
oh, I love him.
Uncle Phil.
Uncle
Phil.
Andy from Andy Griffith.
But he
show.
Was somebody's, you know, dad.
Yeah.
Andy Taylor from Andy Griffith. All right, let's take the phones.
404-726-0929.
We'll start things off. Who are we starting off with? My thing is not popping up. All right. 404-726-0929. We don't have anybody on there yet. I don't know what the hell's going on here. But you want to end my show with me really irritated?
Oh, no, y'all. 404-726-0929.
Why didn't you guys tell me that we were striking out here? Like, what are you kidding
the
me?
The thing that, I mean, I think
what,
the obvious...
What did I do wrong here?
Don't be
what
so hard on yourself. Here? Don't do this on Father's Day week. I get that you're playing pickleball. We got it, y'all. I mean, it's a lot.
How's my pickleball game? Nobody cares. How about that shot you made on 12, man? That was a sick approach. That was a sick approach, dude. Yeah, let's sit here and just really break it down a little bit more.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Alta, I'm playing number 4, B5 this weekend. Whew, big game. We got the Dunwoody Country Club we're playing. Give me all the details. The only thing I care about, what's the spread? Like, not the points. Well, not the points. Right, what right. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Who lays out the nicest spread? Who's the drunkest girl on your Alta team? Those are important things. Anyway, we got to go. So okay. We'll pick some of this up tomorrow.
3 strikes in the hallway. We'll interview Andy Randy.
Am I just a loser? I mean,
stop
like,
it.
There are guys like there that. Now. Do you want to just, we have 30 seconds, maybe, no? Do you want to do this or not? Who do we got? Joe, you got somebody?
No.
We got to go.
He's giving you the Heisman.
Damn. Back tomorrow. Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day. Bye.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.